Buddy, I'm going to start right in with a controversial one because I've just shown you a photo I don't believe you've seen before. How did you come to choose the name Crickets?
Our drum player, Jerry Allison, thought of the name back last January when our group was formed, and we didn't know that there was another group at that time by that name.
You had to come to Australia to me to find that out, is that
Yes, sir. We found out about it just right soon after we had thought of the name. But we found out that the other group was non-existent anymore, and so nothing was
happening. They were a quintet. I can't even remember any of their records being released in this country, but I thought it might have been of interest to you. You're the oldest member, aren't you, in the group?
Yes, sir, that's right.
What's that, 21 or 22?
21.
21. Now, how did this group get started?
Well, we're all from the same hometown, and...
What's that? I'm not going to pronounce it.
Lubbock, Texas.
Lubbock,
uh-huh.
Texas.
And... We've known each other for quite some time, and Jerry and myself, the drummer, have been playing together for about 5 years. And then the other boy, Joe Malden, the bass player, got with us last January.
Is there another one, Nicky Sullivan? Was he in it somewhere along
the
line?
He was in the group for a while, and then he decided to quit and go back to school.
Back to school,
uh-huh.
Okay. You have two contracts, one as a soloist with the Coral, and then you have another one with the Crickets, don't you?
Yes, that's correct. It's... We're actually the same group on both records,
that's right.
But
that's a rather unusual.
Different name.
Yes, it's rather unusual. Do you write songs yourself, or do the rest of the boys write the songs?
All of us write songs.
All of the write songs. Mm-hmm. Who's your favorite vocalist? Well, Elvis Presley, I wouldn't suppose.
I guess he's one of them.
He's one of them, I see. Have you seen him work at all?
Yes, I used to know Elvis quite well before he got as popular as he is now.
Oh, I see. Yeah. And who gets the gold disc? One of you or three of you? For that'll be the day.
We all three get one.
One each? One each, that's right. Getting back to Lubbock, what is its main source of income? Not oil or Jane Mansfield or something like that, is it?
Well, they have a little bit of oil around there, but not too much. Mostly it's the growth of cotton.
Cotton, is it? Mm, I see. Norman Petty. Now, where does Norman fit into the picture?
He's our manager and our recording engineer and just about the whole works,
the whole
I guess you'd say.
He's not in Australia, is he?
Yes, he is. He's sitting right over there.
Oh, is he? Well, Norman, isn't it? Would you like to come up and say a few words, Norman?
I don't know that.
What's the picture regards rock and roll, say, with Presley in the Army? Does that alter things, do you think?
Well, I don't think it alters anything real outstanding in the music business. Presley will probably be a little unpopular for a while, but I think he'll come back into his own after he gets out.
You don't think somebody will step into his shoes like that from the ranks?
No, I don't think anybody will
Buddy
take
Holly
his place.
Or Jerry Lee Lewis.
No, I don't think
like
so.
You don't think so. Good, anyway, thanks very much, Buddy, and I'll switch over to Norman now.
All right.
Thanks very much.